Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumos Daf Peites in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Chi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting at the top of the Amud. Says the one Me'er Legino Shel Truma. So we refer to that if you have 100 buckets of Truma that can be planted, and one of Chulin, then there's no issue. The reason why it's not a problem because the whole idea of Gidule Truma of Truma being planted is only Derabanan. So once you have some Chulin involved. So then you don't have the problem, and you're not oyster. Says the Gemara, "Rabbi Yisi, oyster merits." What do you see from here? Are you in the front of meo seo oilis? Mitoich mea seo. We know that when you have truma that falls into chulin, it's called the minduma. If you have 100 chulin against the truma is batal. But you still need to remove one piece connected to the truma that fell, in exchange for the truma. And whatever you pick up from the piles we learned earlier in the Masechta, that will have a din truma derabanan. So if one has 100 of these trumas, meaning 100 pieces that came out from a mixture of truma falling into 100 of chulin, that means you have 100 pieces of truma derabanan. Ve'achas shechulin, and one piece which is chulin mamish, nischalfu loy mutaris. If they got mixed up, it's mutar. So even though you have 100 of truma ha'oilo, the truma that comes up from a mixture, and one which is chulin, because the truma ha'oilo is only derabanan, we learn from our Mishnah, the truma derabanan is only also as long as you know the derabanan. Once it becomes a suffix, once you're in doubt, you may have chulin involved, even though the vast majority is the truma derabanan, it's still also. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, if you have something that the zera is not kala, does not get dissolved, and you still have the zera intact here in the ground. So even if you have 100 of chulin and only one of truma, it's still usur because you have something in the existence of truma. So we learned over there. Say a truma sha'olos betuch mea chulin. When you have one truma that came up out of 100 chulin, again, the same idea of mixture. You bring a truma out of it, a truma derabanan. Kol she'en mevatli moiso. So then even a small amount of chulin, mevatli, as the Gemara just said a few lines ago. The Ha'achan we learned over here, liket v'nafal atoichem chulin kol she'en mutar. As we learned in our Mishnah, if you have the truma that was planted and now it grew, so it has a din of truma derabanan, but some chulin got mixed up in it, so then it's all mutar. So we know as davar pashat. When you have a truma derabanan that has in it some chulin, the truma derabanan is okay, and you don't consider it to be truma anymore. But what do we have a question? Meaning, we learned in the Mishnah that if you have truma, you have 100 of chulin and one of truma, it's also. Why is it also? Because it's dover chashuv. When it's connected to the ground, it's dover chashuv and it's not batel. That's what we mentioned in the Mishnah. That was what Reb Chaim explained. Now, if you go and you remove it from the ground, so it's not chashuv anymore, and then the one truma will be batel chulin. The question is, are you allowed to remove the items from the ground? Are you allowed to take out the fruits and vegetables from the ground? And mele, it's going to become batel? Or are you not allowed to take it out? So says the Gemara, we learned earlier in the Masechta regarding grinding. We learned there that when you have good wheat, so when you grind it, it produces more flour. And if it's bad wheat, it produces less flour. So you have truma that fell into less of 100 of chulin. You grind the whole thing, the chulin is good wheat, so it's going to get much bigger. And the trumos is bad wheat, is going to be smaller, and it'll be batel. So if you grind it, then it'll be batel. So we learned over there that you have a lot of grind lechatchila. Why? Because the kohen will be grinding it anyway. If you give it to the kohen, he will grind it. So the yisroel can grind it and be mevatel the truma. So that's the Gemara's quoting. Come on, Debir Chanomat Tamaz, we saw earlier. Toichanu mati, a lot of grind lechatchila, make it mutter. So avoch, okay, maybe you'll say the same thing. Because here also the kohen, what is the kohen going to do with the trumos connected to the ground? He's going to remove it from the ground. The minute he removes it from the ground, right away it'll be batel. So can the Yisrael do the same thing? Says the Gemara, Tamon mizeh umizeh olo biyoder. There, when he's grinding, when he takes wheat and puts it into the grinder, he has in his hand both chulin and truma, because they're all mixed up. So what he's taking in his hand is not necessarily truma. Pramacho kol ha-tevel olo biyoder. Meaning, when you talk about tevel, meaning the truma. Efshar, that what he's picking up from this from the ground, is that we don't know which one is which. But maybe the one who's picking up from the ground is the truma part. It's possible that he has in his hand 100% of truma. So maybe we're not makel for him to do it, to take mamash truma in his hand, and by picking it up, and by that he's mevatel it. So says the Gemara, therefore, b'shalikes mehachas, that's only if he picked up one of the plants he picked up, that may be the truma one. Avalim likin mishteim, mizu mizu alo biyodo. If he takes that two together, then for sure he has one truma in his hand and one chulin, because it was only one truma that was planted. So then for sure he could do it. So the Gemara basically concludes, are you allowed to take out from the ground? Take out one by one, maybe not. We don't have a rye, you could. But taking out two at a time, then that you should be able to do, because you have in your hand both truma and chulin. And it's similar to the case that Rabbi Yochanan said, you're allowed to grind wheat that has in a truma and chulin in order to make it mutter. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Gidule gidulim asurim. You're hearing that tevel, that it has, davosh azaru einokolit, that the seed stays intact. So even giduli giduli, meaning even if you plant it and you replant it, it's still asur. So the Gemara deichon, how many times if you plant it is a problem? Rav Yaakov beidi b'shabi yuchron at sholish gronos asur, at goyin revis asur ve'revis moteris. So the Gemara explains, I mean, the three times that you planted is asur. The fourth time that you planted, then it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Shumah bar of Dumo, by Kamir of Mano, b'tshumo at kamo. That's going tevel. What about Shumo? Omalei osu goyin revis ke goyin arishoino. They did the fourth one as the first one. What is that? Ma goyin arishoino dovash azor kale, when the zera is kale, when they don't have the original seed. B'tshumo also, b'tevel mutter. Shumah is also why? Because the giduli truma, the first giduli truma becomes also, right? When you do the first planting of truma, so whatever grows is asur abonin, made it asur midir abonin. And the tevel is mutter, because when you plant tevel, which is a mixture of truma and chulin, then the first planting is not a problem. Afkorin revis bedova shein zor kale, but we talk about the fourth korin and the zer is intact and it's not dissolved. But truma also but tevel mutter will be the similar thing, that truma is still asur and tevel will be mutter. So Reb Chaim explains, the way Reb Chaim explains the sugya is like this. You see that truma is always one stage behind tevel. Why? Because when you plant truma itself, whatever grows is asur. You plant tevel, which is a mixture of truma and chulin, so then it's mutter. So you see that what? That tevel is one stage ahead of truma. When you have dover she'ein zara kale, when you have something that the seed is intact, so we learned that by tevel, when you get to the fourth time, it's mutter. Now truma is one stage behind tevel. Because tevel is already a mixture of truma and chulin in the first time you planted it. Truma, when you planted it, was still truma, and rabbanon already grows it. Even in dover shazar kale, the first time you plant truma, whatever grows is a din truma de rabbanon. So truma has like one additional stage of severity of chumrah more than tevel. So therefore, if I told you that by tevel, when you get to the fourth planting, it's mutter, truma, which is one additional stage, you're gonna have to plant it a fifth time to make it mutter. Meaning the only reason truma is more chomer than tevel is because when you plant truma, there's no mixture. But once you plant it, whatever grows, now it becomes a mixture too. Now it's really similar to tevel. So you need to have one more planting to bring truma to the level of tevel. So tevel, when you get to the fourth time, it's small enough that it's mutter. So truma, then you need to have one more planting to make into tevel, and then it's mutter. Continues the Gemara and says, the Mishnah said that there's some, what are the type of vegetables, of seeds, that are considered to be dover she'ein zar kale. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said, luf, shum, and betzali. Three types. So the Gemara, what else? Ma'islach, what else can you add? Because it sounds like there's others. Because the Mishnah just says kegoin, just bring examples. I'm not sure there's others, and that's not the only three. What else? Ma'be'isibaboyin, kegoin, ha'kalavusim. Not another type of vegetable. The Mishnah concluded and said, abudoimer hashum kesoirim. The garlic is like barley. What does it mean? So we're bringing two explanations. Ravor b'shem b'isbachanino hashum, when you have garlic, at keserim, until it gets to the size of a barley, kedovo shazarikal, you treat it as dovo shazarikal, meaning that the seed is not intact as if it's dissolved. Even though it's not, but because it's so small, so we consider it to be as if it's not here. Mikan ve'elach, once the garlic is large enough, it's larger than a barley, then kedova shein zara kale, then we treat it like something when the zera is not kale, it's considered to be intact. He explained no. Hashum kisoyim l'chol dover. The shum is a din of barley. So when barley is considered to be dover she zara kale, it's not considered to be that the zera is intact. So garlic is the same. You treat garlic a davar shein zara kale. It's not considered to be that the zera is intact. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing Rabbanan and saying, I disagree. You said there are three examples of a davar shein zara kale. One of them is garlic. I disagree. Garlic is not considered to be davar shein zara kale. It has a din of soyim of barley, which it is zara kale. The zera is not considered to be intact. It's considered to be that it's dissolved and it's not there once you planted it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Pei Tes.